one security thing in Linux is that you must enter your password every time you add a program. This makes it very, very hard for malicious software or any kind of software to be added without your knowledge and consent. It's a big security factor, well worth the extra second or so there. The Adept installer, if you are familiar with Debian or standard GNOME Ubuntu, well, you're going to find that it's kind of a cleaned up and cuted up version of Synaptic Package Manager. The way I do things is I tend to search for it. In this case, I want Thunderbird. Thunderbird Mail. Read and write your mail. I click there. Okay. And then I apply changes. Watch this. What's going on right now is my computer is automatically downloading and installing Thunderbird. It's getting it from the Ubuntu.com archive, which is a trusted source. You better believe it. That was built right in to the operating system before we even installed it. So we know it's the right place to go because we got it from the official place, and therefore we have it safe. Notice that this is happening absolutely automatically. We don't have to do a darn thing. See the details. We can look here, and it tells us what we're doing at any moment. Dpkg. This is the dpkg and the apt utilities that were originally set up for Debian Linux, adopted by Ubuntu, and you're just seeing kind of a fancy cleaned up graphics front end for it. What else would we like? Well, I said Firefox. So I'm going to do Firefox. Search. This works better if you know what programs you want. You can also do it by groups by clicking in these. But in this case, I want that. And you know, let's get the Java plugin too. That's pretty useful. There's a lot of Java stuff out there. Well, if we decide not to do this, we can forget changes and quit. But let's apply changes. Uh-oh. There was a problem. Okay, and what was the problem? Back to program selection. Well, I have no idea what happened. So let's try something that's a little fancier. Well, no, that's not. Let's just put in Firefox right now. We deselected Java. Still an error. Wow. I'm going to quit this and we're going to do something different here. We're going to go to a different way to do this. System. The Adept Manager. This is more complete. What I'm going to do first again is my password. And what it's doing here is it's fetching updates. That is, it's checking with the Ubuntu software repositories to see what's there. You can see this is a little bit more obscure than the simple version, but much more complete. So let's again look for Firefox. Okay, Firefox. And we just check the repository online so we know it's there. So what we're going to do here is we're going to do... I'm going to make this a little bigger. This will show you how to do that too. So we can do that. So now we see request install. We can read the description here. If there's software we see that we're not sure that we want it or not, we can read the description and say, yeah, that sounds good. In this case, sure, Firefox is a known good thing. Do it, and then apply changes. And here it comes, downloading. See, now it's working. Obviously, what we needed to do was check with the repositories to make sure we're downloading from the right place and everything is correctly updated, which it is. So here we are, automatically downloading nicely and quickly because I'm on a DSL line. If you're on dial-up, of course, this is going to take a lot longer. And if you have a cable modem, it's going to be a lot faster. From the download, the installation will also happen absolutely automatically. There we are. We're done. Now, the other one that we were looking at was, just because it was there, was Java. Again, we can put this in. Let's see what we've got here. Wow, this is somewhat confusing. We might want to ask somebody who knows what they're doing about this. See, now this is where suddenly a little knowledge goes a long way, doesn't it? See the many different Java-based things there are for Linux. Now, what do we need? Well, we were talking about it as a web browser plugin. Okay. Do we want that? Well, that's the main reason we're going to use it on our plain little desktop. So let's request install, and let's look at details, because I'll bet there are some other packages that will be put in along with it, like this one here. Okay, that's fine. The people who are doing it know what they're doing, so let's apply the changes, and here they come. And there's the other Java Common, and the Applet Viewer, and some other things that, since we're relying on the big brains at Ubuntu headquarters, we're really run by Canonical, the company behind Ubuntu, we don't have to worry about it. We just go ahead and go click, 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 and everything happens for us. Once again, automatic install. Doesn't take very long. And in just a moment or two, we have Mozilla Firefox, my favorite web browser, ready to go. Okay. One other thing we really need to do right now is learn how to remove software. If you're new to Linux, and even if you're not, you're probably going to read reviews of Linux software, and you'll want to try this and try that. And you won't like all the software you try, since virtually all of the easily obtainable software for Kubuntu is free, as in no cost. Well, you can try all you want, but if you just keep adding more and more software, you can fill up even the most gigantic hard drive in the world, so you do need to know how to remove it. Again, we start at the K menu button, and I'm going to go to the Adept Manager, the real one there, because I do like that real searchability. And again, password. Every time we make a real change to our system, we do have to put in our password. Safety thing. Well, let's see here. Copete. I've used Copete, but there's other tools I prefer. Doesn't mean Copete's bad. I'm just displaying my preference. So I'm going to use it as our test. You see, I've got it here, and it's installed. I'm going to click on it. I can request removal and apply changes. And it's happening. It's not going to do that Windows thing where there's like shards of it left in the registry or anything. When you remove a program in Linux, it's out of there. It's completely gone. Well, here we are with our fully installed, fully operational Kubuntu desktop. Now, we could now mess around and add more software or delete software, but for the moment, I personally just want to use that Firefox web browser and maybe read through a site or two and at some point get a little work done. So I'll start here. you start where you want. And later, in another video, we'll talk about how to customize your KDE desktop in Kubuntu and other distributions. And in yet other videos, we'll review and play with other software. Until then, thank you very much. This is Robin, Rob Limo Miller, for Linux.com.